Today we continue with Zechariah, chapter 8, Perek Ches. The Navi begins, Vayehi Devar Hashem Tzavokos Lemor. The word of the Ribono Shel Olam, his message was as follows. And if you notice, this perek is organized in such a way that there are several sections, each 2, 3, 4, 5 psukim long, each beginning Ko Omar Hashem Tzivokos. And as we will see, again following the Malbim, each of these Ko Omar Hashem Tzivokos phrases or sections is directed toward a different point, a different concern that the Jewish people had at that time. We studied previously the list of the 7 concerns that the Jewish people had according to the Abarbanel's Perush. Malbim, who characteristically often uses his predecessor by many, many hundreds of years, the Abarbanel. Abarbanel, of course, lived in the 15th century into the beginnings of the 16th century, and the Malbim lived in the 19th century. But the Malbim will show how these psukim are addressed to allaying the fears and alleviating the concerns that the Jewish people had at this precarious time in Jewish history, the beginning years of the return from the exile to rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash and resettling the land. And remember, the Jewish people now saw only ruin and churban, and the beginnings were not very encouraging. Ko amar Hashem Tzavokos, ki nesi litzion kino gedolo, v'chemo gedolo kinei silo. For Malbim, this is good news. God is saying, I am jealous for Tzion, not against Tzion. I am jealous on their behalf. I am jealous on their behalf. V'chemo gedolo kinei silo. I have a great anger for them on their behalf, meaning I have seen their suffering. I have seen the way the enemy has treated them. And therefore I am angry at the enemy. My kina is litzion, on behalf of Tzion. Bishvilo, explains the Malbim. Kamo hamakaneya toli. Ko amar Hashem. And therefore the Ribono Shel Olam says as follows. Because I am so angry on behalf of Tzion, I am so jealous on their behalf, in support of them, that shafti el Tzion, vishochanti b'soch Yerushalayim. I will return to Tzion, and I will dwell in the midst of Yerushalayim. Malbim says, Tzion refers specifically to the Mokom HaMekudosh HaMikdosh VaSanhedrin. Tzion refers to the epicenter of Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdosh, to the holiest central places. Yerushalayim, the word Yerushalayim, that refers to the metropolis of Yerushalayim, where all the people lives, the Moshav HaHamon, the place where the masses live. So the Ribono Shel Olam is telling us he will return to Tzion and he will dwell in the midst of Yerushalayim. But there's a condition to it. When will my Shekhinah return to Yerushalayim? V'nikro Yerushalayim miro emes. If Yerushalayim will be called the city of truth, if the people will do truth, truthful justice, bein odom l'chavero, and speak only truth, and condition number 2, v'har Hashem tzivokos har HaKodesh, that the Kohanim will live up to all that is expected of them, the people will do the truth bein odom lachaveru, and the Kohanim will perform the avod on the Beis Hamikdash bein odom lamokom, then Mashiachino will return to Yerushalayim. And the Malbim already told us, and I listed the seven concerns back in Perek Zion, in Pasuk Gimel. And one of those concerns, says the Arba Abernel, was the concern that the Jewish people had, the Shechina is gone, the Shechina is gone, the Shechina can never return. So here the Ribbono Shelem is telling them, as far as that chashash, that you were afraid, you're not seeing the Shechina on the Bayis Sheni, I want you to know that eventually the Shechina will return. There's a possibility that your Shechina will return. That possibility takes two simple but not so simple steps. Number one, Ir Ho'emes, you gotta tell the truth, Benodom Chavero. And number two, Fahar Hashem Tzavokos Har HaKodesh, this is be Kedusha, Ben Odom Lamoko. Then the pasuk continues, Dalit. Koramar Hashem Tzavokos Oid Yeshu Zakenim Uzakenos Birchovos Yerushalayim. The time will then come when old men and old women will sit in the parks and the streets of Jerusalem. V'ish mishanto b'yodo meirov yomim. And even a person who is very old, has old and tired and weak, and needs a mishenes, needs a cane, he'll sit there with his cane. Urechovos ho'ir yimolu, when the streets of Jerusalem will become filled, yelodim v'yelodos misachakim birchovos seho, with boys and girls playing in the streets. That day will once come. This, says the Malbim, is directed to the second concern the Jewish people had. And that second concern is that they're really dependent upon Daryovesh, upon a foreign king, the king of Persia, Darius. So the Pasuk is telling us then, no, you don't have to be afraid. You're not going to be dispelled. You're not going to be expelled. Just quite the contrary. Old and young will be safe and be able to play and sit in the streets of Yerushalayim. There's no need, don't worry about being expelled again. And then the apostle continues, Ko amar Hashem Tzavokos, Ki yipolei b'yenei she'edes ha'om hazeh b'ayomim ho'ei. If in those days, the remnant, the small number of people living in Eretz Yisrael, will wonder, how can this be? How can you tell us? And we're so subservient to a foreign nation, and the Shechina seems so far away. How can you tell us the Shechina will return, and that old people will sit in the parks of Yerushalayim, and little children will play in the playgrounds? How can that be? It's Yipolei. It's hard to believe. It's wondrous. So the Ribbono Shelom says, Gambeina Yipolei Nu'um Hashem Tzavokos. Let me tell you something. I also wonder how this is going to happen. I also wonder, meaning, says the Malbim, if you just look at the reality of the situation, the hard reality, the practicalities, yes, it's a dovo nifla, it's almost miraculous. However, l'maylo min hateva, supernaturally, it's going to happen. It can happen. And the apostle continues, Ko amar Hashem Tzavokos, hineni moshia es ami me eretz mizroch, Ume Eretz Mevo HaShomesh. Remember that the other concern that the Jewish people had was that they are so far flung that their population, the Jewish people, is all over the earth. They're in New Zealand, they're in Morocco, they're in South Africa, they're in Russia. How are they going to come out? So the Ribbono Shelem says, I'm going to bring them, I'm going to help them, even if they are in the far eastern lands where the Aseres HaShrotim were sent, or if they are in the western lands where the sun sets, I'm going to be Moshiach them, I'm going to rescue them. And Vehevesi Osom Vishochnu Besoch Yerushalayim. I am going to bring them, and they will dwell Besoch Yerushalayim, right in downtown Jerusalem. V'hoyu lilom, and they will be a people for me, my people. V'ani ehyeh lohem l'elohim, and I will be their God. But there is a condition, and that condition is be'emes uvitztoko, if they do emes ben odom lachavero, truth, utzidoka ben odom lamokom, then this will all take place. But if they don't do emes and stoka, then we're back to pasuk vav. You'll wonder how it can happen, and even I, God, will wonder how it can happen. It can happen, the emes uvitzdoka. The pasuk continues, pasuk tes, koyomar Hashem tzavokos techezakno yedeichem. Be encouraged. Let your hands be strong. Now, in these next few psukim, the Novi is going to give the Ribbono Shlom's response to the fourth concern. Remember, the first concern is, what about the Shechina? The Shechina will come back. The second concern was, we can't be secure here because we are dependent upon the foreign kingdom. The third concern was that our people are dispersed to the four corners of the earth. Those three concerns, I assure you, I, the Ribbono Shel Olam, will take care of. But there's a fourth concern. And the fourth concern is that the land is cursed. It's not fertile. The plants are not growing. The roads are not safe. There's terrorists all over. There's bandits. It's just not secure here. It's not safe here. It's cursed, this land. So the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Posuk Tes, Techezakno Yedeichem, let your hands be strong. Hashomim Bayomim Hoele, Satvorim Hoele, Mipi HaNeviim. You already heard the Neviim. For the Malbim, Zechariah here is referring to his chaver, to his peer, the other Navi, Chagai, who told them that yes, the land was once cursed, but once you begin the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, once that process begins again, the klala is removed. The klala is there only because you have failed to deserve and you have failed to toil on behalf of the reconstruction of the Beis HaMikdash. But now that you are, in whatever small way, in whatever modest way, beginning to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, that old kalola, that old curse is gone. And this is what the Novi, this is what you heard, Mipi HaNeviim, Asher B'yom Yusad Beis Hashem, Tzivokos HaHechol Lehibonos. Once that the Beis Hashem, the house of God, is beginning to be founded, is beginning to be established, Ki Lifnei HaYomim Hoheim, before these days of the re-establishment of the Beis HaMikdash, before the rebuilding of Eretz Yisrael, then indeed, Sechar Ha'odom Lo Nihiyo, Sechar HaBeheim Oineno, people would work, they wouldn't get rewarded for it. The animals would work and they would see no produce, no results. V'layotze V'laboi Ein Shalom and Atzor, a person who was traveling, going, coming in Yerushalayim, there was no peace, the roads were infested with bandits, with highwaymen. When everybody was at each other's throats, people were arguing and fighting with each other. That was lifnei ayomim ohem, before these days of the beginning of the Yusad Beis Hashem Tzavokos HaHechol Lehibonos. V'atoa now, lo chayomim horishonim ani. It's not the same, I'm not the same. L'sheiris ha'om hazenu om Hashem Tzavokos. I, God, am no longer the same God. I am no longer putting my curse upon this land. Quite the contrary, Pasuk Yud Beis. Ki zera hashalom, the seed of peace, hagefen titein pirio, the vine, the grape, will again give out forth its fruit. Notice, not only will there be military peace, not only will there be shalom in Hatzor, as in Pasuk Yud, but there will be prosperity. The land will give its bounty. The heavens will give its due, D-E-W. And I will give this over as an inheritance, as a Yerusha. As the Malbim says, V'hinchalti sheze yisho Elohem v'nachalo v'yiskayem biyodo. This will be something permanent. V'hoyo kahasher ha'yisem kololo bagoyim. And now we come to the fifth of the concerns of the Jewish people. You were concerned about your reputation, how you are being made a mockery by all the nations of the world People call you Jewish dirty Jews. They call you pigs. They call you Nazis. They call you all sorts of terrible things. You are the cursed, the most cursed of all the nations of the world. Kasher ha'isem kelolo bagoyim. Beis Yehuda v'Eis Yisrael. Kein oshia eschem. Now the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to reverse that process. And not only will you no longer be the oisvorf, the outcast among all the nations, but the pariah, but rather, v'hiyisem brocha, you will become the blessing of all the nations. Al tiro, do not fear, techezakno yedeichem, let your hands be strong, be encouraged. Let's continue in Pasuk Yudalit. At this point we ask, how can God change from being the instrument of punishment, of our destruction, taking revenge, kavayochel, upon us, putting us in these miserable situations where the land is cursed, where we are cursed, where we're dependent upon other nations, where the Shechina is absent? How can he suddenly change and transform himself? After all, God is ein shinui etzlo. He's unchanging. This is what God says in answer to that question. Just as I planned, schemed, kavayochol, to do bad for you, when your fathers, your ancestors, angered me, Omar Hashem Tzavokos, I had no regrets against my intentions to bring about the terrible destruction which you experienced. I had no second thoughts. The Malbim explains that the Ribbono Shel Olam has two ways of inflicting punishment upon the Jewish people. One way is that he does it because he wants us to change. He figures if he'll twist our arms, we'll change. So then, it's not so much that he wants to twist our arms. He's hoping we're going to say, Uncle, we're going to say, don't twist my arm, I'm going to do tshuva. Then, we have a gzeira, but with that gzeira is hitnachamut, there's a regret, a reserve, a holding back in that gzeira. However, there's another type of gzeira, and that is where the gzeira is for a good purpose. It is to purify a person, to make sure that he is now going to suffer for all his sins, but once the suffering is over, the sins are gone. So the very gzeira has a positive purpose. That's a gzeira which lo nichomti. That's a gzeira which has no reservations in it. God is not misnachem. God does not regret this. He's doing it for a good purpose. It's surgery, kavayochol. It's a type of surgery that's done for our benefit. If that's the case, and that is the case today, says Ribbono Shel Olam in Pasuk Tesvov, Kein shafti zomamti bayomim ho'ela. Today, that's the case. Lehetiv es Yerushalayim v'es Beis Yehuda. My purpose is not to wring out from you tshuva, but rather my purpose is that through the suffering you yourselves will become better. Al tiro, you need not fear. Eila ha-devorim asher ta'asu, here's what you got to do. Here is what you have to do. And that is, dabru emes ish esriyehu, emesu mishpat shalom shiftu b'sha'areicha. What you've got to do is, and then you'll be ready for the final, the ultimate teshuva, and that is, truth, dabru emes ishtzeyu. Truth and justice, emes u'mishpat. Peace, shalom, shiftu b'sha'arech. Malbim here reminds us that which he told us way back in the early prokim of Zechariah, that the Navi saw that the Churban Vayisheni, remember, Zechariah lived in the opening days of the Second Temple, but he already foresaw that the problem during the time of the Second Temple will not be idol worship, but rather it will be sinas chinam. It will be people hating each other and slandering each other and speaking maliciously about each other, gossip and hypocrisy and cynicism. Those will be the sins. So therefore, The Ribbono Shel Olam says now, you know what the sins are going to be. Gaivo, Gasas Ruach, Chanufo, Sinas Chinam. So I'm telling you what to do. Speak truth, speak peace, speak justice. V'yishes ro'as re'ehu al takshivu bilvavchem. Don't always be concerned about the other guy's evil deeds. Oh, did you hear what Shlomo did? Did you hear what Beryl did? Did you hear what Yenta did? Ishes ro'as re'ehu al takshivu bilvavchem. Don't even think about it. Ushu ha-sheker al te'ahovu. Forget about all this falsity. Forget about these lies. Forget about this hypocrisy. Forget about the shvua sheker, the false oaths and the false promises. Al te'ahovu, don't love them anymore. Ki es kol eila asher sonesi niyum Hashem. You know that I, God, hate all this kind of terrible activities within your society. Bein odom l'chaveru. The Novi continues in Pasuk Yud Ches and Pasuk Yud Tes and says, just in the last parak you came and you asked me a shaila. You asked me the shaila, do we have to fast again? Asoro B'Teves is coming up, remember. It's already the early Kislev, and what's going to be Asoro B'Teves coming up in a few weeks? Do we have to fast? Do we have to fast Tzom Urvi, Shavosu B'Tamuz, Tzom HaChamishi, Tisha B'Av, Tzom HaShavi, Tzom Gedalia, V'Tzom HaAsiri, and Asoro B'Teves? And I said to you, fasting? Fasting is not going to do it. Do I fast? Remember the psukim back in the previous parak? God doesn't fast. What I want from you is not fasting. What I want from you is truth and justice and peace and compassion. And then I can show you truth and justice and compassion. That's what I want from you. So here the Ribbono Shel Olam says, let me tell you, Ko Amar Hashem Tzavokos, Tzom Horavi, that day of Shavosu B'Tamuz, the fourth month, V'Tzom HaChamishi Tisha B'Av, V'Tzom HaShvi, V'Tzom HaAsiri, Yihye Leveis Yehudo L'Sason U'L'Simcha. Those days will be days of rejoicing, days of happiness. Ulamoadim tovim, it'll be a yomtif. On Tisha B'Av, not only will we be able to greet each other, but we'll be able to hug and embrace each other and jump and dance. But there's a condition. And the condition is very simple. The condition is not that you fast. Not that you wear sackcloth. Not that you sit on the floor. Not that you say kinnis. But rather, v'ho'emes v'hasholom ehovu. That you love truth and peace. And then you can expect a geula shelema, and the tzomos, the fast days, will become sasum simcha mo'adim tovim. And then the Navi continues. And here we have an astounding, especially in light of the events of our times, and that is a nevuah about the goyim. And nevuah is about what the goyim are going to do. And by the goyim we mean, says the Malbim, the Christians and the Muslims. And we will see a return to Yerushalayim. But it will be in two steps. In the first step, Ko Amar Hashem Tzavokos, Od Asher Yovau Amim V'Yoshrei Orim Rabos, nations and people who dwell in many, many cities. They dwell in Rome, they dwell in Mecca, they dwell in Baghdad, they dwell in Paris. V'holchu, and they will all come. Yoshvei achas el achas leimor. These people who are now spread apart, living in different cities all over the world, they will get together and they will say, Neilcho holoch l'chalos es pnei Hashem ulevakesh es Hashem tzavokos. They will want to pray to God. L'chalos means to desire God. Rashi, Malbim says, L'ratzoso b'tfila, to appease God, to, so to speak, win God over. Ulevakesh Hashem Tzavokos means they want to know God. They want to understand God. They are mevakshei Hashem. Elcho gamoni. And the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I will respond. I will go toward them. This can be seen as a prophecy for the time when the nations of the world will no longer be pagans, and they will no longer be atheists, but rather they will be believers in the one God. And because of that, they will come to God's home, and that is Jerusalem, Yerushalayim. Uvo amim rabim v'goyim atzumim, many nations and powerful nations, will come levakesh es Hashem tzavokos birushalayim uluchalos es pnei Hashem. They will come to study and to pray, levakesh es Hashem, to understand God, to know God, to the theology, and uluchalos es pnei Hashem, poshut pshat, to pray, to beg God. So the goyim will come. But at this time, notice, what they're looking for is God, very good, and Yerushalayim, very good. But they still hold the Jews guilty. They still see the Jews as being inferior. They do not see the value of Judaism. They see the value of God. They see the value of Yerushalayim. And they're there, and they're all over the place in Yerushalayim, as we know today. That will be, says the Malbim, Kodim Zman HaGeula, before the final redemption. Quoting the Malbim, She Yisrael Yihiyu Adayin Bezuyim Behineyem. The Jewish people will still be Bezuyim. The Jewish people will still be looked down upon. Rak Yerushalayim Tisnaseim Ma'od Behineyem. But Jerusalem, that will be something very, very special. And the Malbim writes that in his time, his time means the 1860s, the 1870s. We see this is coming true. Everybody wants a place in Yerushalayim. It's certainly true in our time, 150 years after the Malbim wrote these words. And the Navi continues that there will be yet another time, a later stage, Acharis Hayomim. And then, not only will the nations of the world recognize God, and not only will they stream toward Jerusalem, but they will grab onto the Jewish people and ask that they be attached to them, that the Jewish people teach them. Ko amar Hashem tzavakos bayomim hohemo, asher yachaziku asoro anoshim mikol lishonos hagoyim. 10 people will come from all the languages of the nations. They will come and they will be speaking French and German and Arabic and Swahili. And they will all come, v'hechaziku b'chnaf ish Yehudi. And they will all hold on to the hem, to the skirts, to the trousers, to the cloak of the ish Yehudi, of the Jewish person. Leimor, and they will say, Neilcho imochem, we want to go imochem with you. In the words of Malbim, Lo yelchu l'Yerushalayim. They're not just going to Jerusalem. Rak yelchu im ha-Yehudi l'lmod dato ve'emunato. They will go with the Jewish person to understand his religion and his ethics and his belief and his spirituality. Ki shomanu Elohim imochem. Because we have heard, they will say, that God is with you. What a powerful, uplifting vision Zechariah is sharing with us in this perek, which we've just completed, Perek Ches, chapter 8. Tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem, we will go on to the next vision of Zechariah, to Perek Tes, tomorrow, chapter 9.